Hey, what's up, guys? Hope everybody's doing well and having a great day. In this video, I have exceptional video footage of what looked like a long row of angels in the daytime sky. Really cool video footage with narration we're going to come back and take a look at here in just a moment. Also going to Marrero, Louisiana. This video also has narration of a unusual light moving through the nighttime sky above Louisiana. We'll come back and check those out here in just a moment. I also have some bonus video footage and photos to share with you guys as well. But first, last night, just a few hours ago, there was a very large 5.3 super shallow 4.6 miles deep earthquake in western Texas. If you guys happen to feel that earthquake that occurred a few hours ago, leave a comment down below in the comment section. Coming over here to the homepage of the website, today's feature photo was sent in by Ted Nugent. It goes back to June 30th of 2023. Looks like a big mothership cloud up in the sky. I would say that's above Texas or Oklahoma. Not sure, but that is one cool photo. Checking in on the GOES X-ray flux over here at the Space Weather Prediction Center. All quiet in the last 24 hours. Schumann resonance the same way. Not too much going on in the last 12 to 24 hours. Hopping over to the Yellowstone supervolcano caldera, looking at the seismographs that monitor the mighty supervolcano. You can see the 5.3 earthquake over here on the Parker Peak seismograph. That's that red vertical signature right there. It detected the earthquake in western Texas, and it also showed up on the Moose Creek seismograph. Everywhere else, pretty quiet at the supervolcano. Have an awesome video out of Fort Myers Beach, Florida, sent in by Cindy McClure, of a jumbo orange glowing cloud, either at sunrise or sunset, above Fort Myers Beach, Florida, just a few days ago, and you can see the moon over there in the background. That is one cool video. Thank you, Cindy. Really appreciate that. And speaking of cool videos, check this out. You guys all remember the hitchhiking pigeon that was on the windshield of the car in Florida? Well, we have yet another hitchhiking bird. Not sure if this is a dove or a pigeon. Philip Wilson found this bird nesting on a train. Check that out. Some sort of an air tank on a train. And he built him a temporary nest there. Didn't seem to be bothered by Philip or his camera. He remained still during the video. Didn't move. Didn't fly away. Yet another hitchhiking bird discovered, this time by Philip Wilson. Speaking of discoveries, this was sent in by Be Happy out of the United Kingdom. He discovered this meteorite here a few days ago. Here's one photo of the meteorite, and here's yet another one. That is a classic meteorite discovered in the United Kingdom by Be Happy. Thanks for sharing. Really appreciate that. Want to take you guys now to Warren, Ohio. This video has narration. You're going to see what looked like a long row of angelic beings. That's what they're being described as in the daytime sky. This video has narration, and here we go.
Yeah.
They look like angels.
Yeah, yeah. Especially those two right there.
Yeah. I think this is a sign.
It stops right there.
That's weird. Look at that.
Yep. Does look like angels.
That angel looks like it's going to hit that one. That one's moving down, and the other two are looking at it. That's messed up. I want to keep videotaping it, but
they're all staying the same distance.
Yeah, it's like, yep, weird. I want to keep recording this, but my arm's getting tired.
Isn't that wild? And notice they were in a straight row, an entire row of what looked like angelic beings in the daytime sky. And here's a modified version of the original video. Check this one out here in the center. The shape stayed the same. In fact, they all stayed the same. But this one right here had some sort of a unique vertical, what looks like a long rectangle or something in the middle of it. You can see 45 degree angles at the top and bottom of this darker feature in the center of what looks like an angelic like being in the daytime sky. And there's a long row of these things. Every once in a while, we'll get photos or video of maybe one or two spotted in the daytime sky. This is an entire row that just appeared out of nowhere. They don't move during the entire length of the video. This is a modified version. Here's yet another modified version. You can get a little better look at these things that were hanging around in the daytime sky above Warren, Ohio, just a few days ago. Isn't that cool? And again, every once in a while, we'll get a stray photo or a video of what looks like maybe an angelic being in the daytime sky. It's open to interpretation, but what we've got going on here is in an entirely different league. Not just one, there are several. In fact, I don't know how many there are, probably 24 in a straight line in the daytime sky above Warren, Ohio, and they all have the same features. They're all vertical. They're not moving. They don't change shape at all. They're not being influenced by the wind. They remain perfectly still in the daytime sky above Warren, Ohio. Excellent video, guys. Really appreciate that. Thanks for sharing. Want to take you guys now to Marrero, Louisiana. This video also has narration, and here we go.
This is the second one I didn't see tonight. Look at this. Use the patio as the backdrop. This star is moving, bro. It's the second one I've seen tonight. See, I'm not moving. It is. The one is going on. No strobe lights. Dude, look at that. See, look, that's a star. More than likely a planet. It's not moving. But this dude, look at the backdrop of my patio. Look at the tree in the background. It's flying at a good speed, too. It's the second one I've seen tonight. Wait, I lost it. Dude, this is insane. I'm trying to keep it a backdrop so you can see it move. Alright, it's getting out of frame, so I'm gonna have to move. Alright, cool, I go to street light. See? Dude, it's shining so bright, it has a reflection. It's unbelievable. It's the second one I've seen tonight, bro.
That was the second one he saw that night moving through the nighttime sky. Very, very bright. Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 15,000 feet in the nighttime sky. We're going to step it forward here in fast forward just temporarily, and you're going to see this thing accelerate right there. See how it accelerates and disappears? How about that? Some sort of a mysterious light spotted in the sky by Al above Marrero, Louisiana. Great catch, Al. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for the photos and videos, guys. Keep them coming. If you guys have any photos you'd like to share, you can send those to reports at MrMBB333.com. If you guys have any videos you'd like to share that are too large to attach to the email, come over here to the homepage of the website. You can always find a link down below in the description box. Look for this red banner that says, have a large video. It's a Dropbox. Drag and drop your video into the Dropbox. Please include your first name, date, and location, and I'll take it from there. Thanks for watching. Have a super day, and be safe out there.